there is something very wrong psychologically about this psychology guy. He is talking about auditing MDC ministries. This is trying to create a diversion from the case that is there. The case of electoral fraud by ZANU-PF is the case which is before the courts. Let ZANU-PF answer to the charges we are giving that they stole this election. Let them answer to the fact that President Mugabe and his wife and his team doled out gifts during the election, which is an act of bribery not allowed by our law. So what ZANU-PF is trying to do is to create a diversion so that people of Zimbabwe forget that the election was stolen from them. But we have no problem with the auditing ministries of government. But let the MDC ministries only. Let's audit everybody, starting from mines. What happened to diamond revenue? And going to the Minister of Youth and Indigenization, how did the voter registration slips end up coming from that ministry? All that has to be done. So we have no problem with auditing of government departments, as long as every department is going to be audited, including the president's office itself.
We heard you talking about the SADC meeting expected in Malawi next week discussing the Zimbabwe issue. May you shed light on this?
Yes, Dr. Salamao actually said at a news conference that Zimbabwe was on the agenda of the SADC summit. And we are very excited about this because we are going to formally present our dossier to SADC. We have already done that to the individual members of the SADC to say this is how the election was stolen, and we are putting together a very strong team to go to SADC to present this dossier before the leaders of SADC. We are aware that SADC had said the election was peaceful and free, but SADC did not say the election was free and fair.